We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, welcome into another episode of the Goodman and Hummel podcast. I'm Jeff Goodman. Unfortunately, Robbie Hummel could not be here today. I think he's shopping for mattresses or something like that, but we're not going to miss him. We've got a great group talking about name, image, likeness, a group that has already started to make waves, student athletes. And let's start with the intros. First, Haley, Hannah, why don't you intro yourselves?
I'm Haley. I'm Hannah. We play basketball at Fresno State.
All right. We got a couple of Ohio State Buckeyes here. Zed, Eugene.
I'm Zed Key.
I'm Eugene Brown. We play basketball at Ohio State.
And last but not least, we got Adrian from Michigan.
Yep, Adrian Nunez, play basketball at the University of Michigan.
All right, so let's talk about what happened this past week. In July 1st, you guys were all allowed to start making money off of your name, image, likeness. And a few of you wasted no time doing so. We'll start with Haley and Hannah and just kind of what it was like. Because the clock struck midnight and you guys were shooting your shot right away. You know, you were in New York, you're making money, making deals right away with Boost Mobile. What was this whole process like for you guys leading up to, and then in New York, how did it come to fruition so quickly?
Just the process. I think we did have a business inquiries email just so that we could see what companies would potentially want to work with us. We were always straight up and was like, we're Division I athletes. We don't know if the NIL is going to pass. But obviously, it was pretty cool to see brands wanting to work with you. So that was what it was like leading up to it. And then with the New York, we honestly just wanted to take a trip out there with the fam. We've never been, so it was super exciting. And then at 12 a.m., we got a notification through an app that like partners with student athletes that Boost Mobile wanted to work with us. So we went to the hotel, looked through it, and it was just cool because Boost Mobile is so well known that such a cool company wants to work with us. So we're super excited.
So I don't know how much you're able to even disclose, but like what was the deal like? Like what can you tell people about the deal and what it involves you guys to do and what you might get in return?
We are going to do like commercials with them. They're a phone company and we do social media. So it's a great pairing. Our audience that we think will love it. So we're doing that. I think they're sending us phones. So we're definitely going to be partnering with them and doing a lot of stuff in social media with them.
And you've got other things going on too, right? That's not it. Boost Mobile is not the end of this. I mean, what people may not realize is your reach, on social media. How much do you feel like that was ultimately why all these brands are after all you guys is because your reach on social media?
I'll go. I think it's just because of building your brand. I think every athlete like has an opportunity to do it. So if you love social media and you know, your sport obviously goes hand in hand. And I just think like all these athletes on here, like, you can do it no matter, you know, everybody has the same opportunity. So I think it just goes hand in hand in how you want to do with social media.
All right. The boys from Columbus, you didn't waste any time either. You signed a deal right away. You guys are big gamers signing with Yoke Gaming, correct? And Tell me what that involves a little bit, first of all.
So Yo Game is basically a company where we go live, we play the game, and kids, fans, adults, anybody can come in and like send us a little request or a challenge. And like, so we accept the challenge, we chat with them for like 5 minutes, and then we play the game together. And then that's it. We just play the games with fans.
Are you guys like elite gamers? Like, I'm not a big gamer. So like, how good?
I'm pretty good at every game.
Zed, are you good?
I'm okay. All right. It depends on the game. I'm more of like a story mode game player. But, you know, I'm got to get back on my Fortnite and then start playing that.
You got to be able to, you know, keep up with Eugene a little bit.
Yeah.
Slacking.
Yeah.
How much do you think your coaches even worry about something like that? And the fact that, do you think they worry that you're going to be sitting in front of your TV gaming even more than you usually are, which is probably a good amount, and not on the court?
No, I don't think they're worried about it. They're supportive about the whole process, and they're just helping us along the way. So I think it's fine.
All right, Adrian. So 1.6 million TikTok followers, right? It's still a far cry from Haley and Hannah. You got a ways to go before you catch them. But have you signed anything yet? I assume you've got a bunch of people coming at you right now. How do you handle this process?
Yeah, so I haven't signed anything yet. Just want to make the right decision in terms of that. I've kind of been around it with my girlfriend. She's doing this like full time in terms of influencing and stuff like that. So just like talking to the right people, taking it slow, taking my time, making sure I'm going to capitalize and optimize every opportunity I have without watering down my brand. So that's basically the big thing.
So. Is that the same with all you guys? You don't want to move too quickly in a way, right? You don't want to make a mistake and move too quick, but you also, hey, you got money here. You've never been able to make it. You're probably so excited about the ability to make it. You want to jump, but who's leading you guys? Who's really giving you, like Adrian, who's giving you advice as you go through this now?
Yeah, I think, like I said, my girlfriend, Carson, she's been a big help. And then my parents, too, in terms of, like, the legal stuff and taxes and all that stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, just wait. Just wait. The fun part of paying taxes. It's a blast, let me tell you. What else? Like, has it been overwhelming, ladies? Has it just been, like, again, luckily for you guys, you've got somebody that's helped you out, an attorney who knows this landscape, right? Darren Heitner really knows, and you've leaned on him, I assume, quite a bit.
Yeah, he's legit, great. So he's been helping us out.
So is
but it? I don't really think. What'd you say?
I was going to say, is this something where like you have this app and explain to me the process? If somebody kind of a business now wants to get a hold of you, are they going through everything going through an app for everybody, or are they going to Darren? How is it working?
I think it's a little mix of it all. So we definitely use Icon Source and Open Doors for brands, but we also have like our own email that brands and companies can contact us. And then if people reach out to Darren, that's also a bonus. So just a little mix of it all, which is really nice.
So like, what do you think? Has anybody told you what you can make this year? Like, do you have like a figure or I know you guys are smiling like, wow, this is unbelievable. Like, have you been given a figure of what realistically you guys might be able to make?
We've seen numbers and stuff, but really we don't really have much expectations just because it is just a number until, you know, you get a good contract like that. So, I mean, we're super excited with Boost though. They're a great company and we really love it. So.
What about you guys, Zed, Eugene? Like, has there been anything brought up to you, a realistic number that you think you guys can make this year? Or is it just you have no idea? And you guys have told me a great story of how you got hooked up with a restaurant bar and what you're doing there. Tell us a little bit about that as well and how it happened.
So with the story with the restaurant, we were in the city and we just ordered food. So we were outside of Shake Shack waiting our food. And a man walked up and asked if he could use his phone because his phone got stolen. And so I looked at Zed and he shook his head no. So I just gave him my phone. And then after he made some calls and everything, he was like, oh yeah, I'm the owner of like this store and that store, like three places all in the city of Columbus. He was like, let me hook you guys up. And then like, we just got his number and that was a connection from that point on. So now that NIO comes out, we've been talking to him and getting stuff together with him.
Yeah.
It just goes to show you, you never know, right? You never know who you're going to meet, where you're going to meet them and how they can potentially help you. Adrian, what kind of, how are you going to go about all of this coming up now? Like, are you fielding offers already right now? And again, like, is there any downside to all this right now? Like, is there anything that you see that can be better about the process? Is it too crazy? Is it not organized enough? Is it overwhelming? And you guys aren't, again, you're relying on, luckily you have your girlfriend who's gone through this and going through it, but a lot of people don't, and they probably don't know what to do and they might be overwhelmed. What's it like for you, and what advice would you have for somebody else?
I don't know. Yeah. As I said before, I just want to take my time. I'm not starving for like a little $500 deal. You know, I'm not going to just do anything. So just taking my time and going to the right people. So that's pretty much it.
I know you guys are all going to dodge the question of what you think you can make. Maybe not even you guys individually, specifically. What do you think the most money somebody's going to be able to make as a college athlete this year? Do you guys have any idea?
There's no cap.
Yeah, there's no.
Yeah.
Whatever you want. Yeah, so.
I just saw something. I don't know if he was in high school or college, but like he signed like a $2 million deal with like a tech company.
Yeah.
Really? Something like that. I forgot who it was.
It was Hersey Miller. Yeah, Hersey Miller.
Oh, right. Yeah, right. But he's got a pretty good in with his dad, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know the details, but yeah.
Yeah. No, it's so crazy because we're seeing so many different ways that we've never thought about of making money, right? We thought it was going to be like maybe autographs early or appearances or endorsements. How much do you think, I've said this to a lot of people, how much do you think this will ultimately seep into recruiting? It's not supposed to, right? It's not supposed to. But do you think ultimately, guys, that, you know, isn't it going to be something where a coach can just go to their buddy who owns a car dealership and they can promise to a recruit before you're coming in, hey, we'll give you such and such, you know, once you get here, we'll promise you a $200,000 deal or $50,000 deal. Do you see it going that way or no?
I feel like it'll probably bring recruits to like bigger cities, just like the amount of connects that's in like a larger city, like Cali, New York, stuff like that. Like Columbus is a great city. So I feel like it'll have an impact that way. I don't know about like the personal connects coming straight from coaches, but like the cities will definitely have an impact.
Yeah, I definitely think it's going to, I mean, it's still going to be the same thing, but like the bigger markets that are on the TV, on ESPN and stuff like that more, because you get more audience, more followers, more everything. So that's probably going to have a little factor in there. So
I feel like now everybody's going to just want more followers, right? Yeah. I mean, that's what everybody's going to want. Like, what can you do for me building my brand?
Because the more followers you have, the more reach that you can get to people. So, you
know. Is it a dangerous game to play, though, as far as, again, when you're thinking of going to school? You guys never, none of you ever thought about that. When you chose your school, that was never even a thought. Now, money is going to play a part, right? Like, if I go to this school, can I make more money? Can I build my brand more? Is that good for kids that are making their decisions, high school juniors, do you think?
No. I think personally, like, you just have to make sure you have your priorities in line, like basketball or whatever sport you play as an athlete, and your education first, like just to make sure those are the things you are focusing on. Personally, that's my advice, is like, don't worry so much about the brand, because that you can make that anywhere, any school you go to, you can make your own brand.
I feel like it's going to make like the younger generation more like social media driven more than it already is. Everybody's going to be so worried about like, how many followers, like who they're reaching, the connects, all that stuff.
And you guys are already pretty social media driven, let's be honest. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Let me tell you guys a little bit of our partners over at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. If you haven't signed up with Bet Rivers yet, now is the time. BetRivers Sportsbook is offering a $250 match bonus for your first deposit. But what sets them apart? They require just one playthrough to turn your bonus into cash money. When you win at BetRivers Sportsbook, they pay fast. And now it's even faster with Rush Pay instant approval for withdrawals. It's safe. It's secure. It's reliable. Go to BetRivers.com today or download the app. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Quick break from Jeff and the Gang to tell you today's show is brought to you in part by LinkedIn. Today, many small business owners are busier than ever. Again, as someone who owns a small business, I can attest to that. We're cranking right now. It's great, though. It's going to be busy again. Because they're focused on managing and growing their businesses. That's also correct, right? Trying to manage inventory as possible right now. They can't always spend the time they wish. They could be on recruiting. Also true. Again, as owner of a small business, is all right on the money. That's why LinkedIn Jobs has made it easier to find and hire the best candidate for free. Okay, look, we're almost back to normal here. When we finally have the ability to go out and hire someone again, you best believe I'm going to be using LinkedIn Jobs because they post your job free and they reach LinkedIn's network of 740 million professionals. I mean, that's a ginormous talent pool you're picking from. Fill out targeted screening questions to get your role in front of the most qualified candidates with the experience, skills, and motivations you need. Then use the simple tools to filter, prioritize the top candidates of the interview. Seems simple, no? LinkedIn Jobs will help you hire just the right person for your role. And your first job post is free. That's free, folks. Just visit LinkedIn.com/good. That's LinkedIn.com/good to post your first job free. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you worry about being consumed by this at all? Like in it affecting, and it may not with you guys. You guys all may be able to compartmentalize it. But for other kids, like for other players, they're going to be looking at their phone even more. They're going to be thinking about it even more. Do you see it affecting people's play in whatever college sport it is?
Yeah, I can see it happening, because they're worried about making money off the floor. They're worried about the deals and stuff like that. They're not focused. It's a lot. College is a lot to balance, like, your sport, education. Now you got, like, deals that you have to fulfill and, like, things you got to do. So, it could be a lot. I can see kids, like, getting distracted with it and not being able to focus, yeah.
I just think you just have a good headspace, not to worry about the sport that got you there. I mean, all of us here are student athletes, so we know what it takes to get to the college level. But for the kids that are coming into college, just prioritizing, school and your education first, because that's what got you there. So, I mean, as long as you have a good headspace about it, I don't think it'll affect you that bad.
Have your coaches, yeah. How are your coaching staffs handling all this with you guys? I know they're not supposed to be too involved helping out. I still say down the road, that's going to be BS. I think every coach is going to have to try to help in some way, even though they're not supposed to. Because again, I feel like for them, recruiting is going to depend on how well the current players do, not only on the court, but off the court. They're going to have to show that they're able to monetize in some way. How much your coaching staffs probably haven't played a part yet, but do you have to go to them when you get a deal? Is your first call to the coaching staff and telling them, hey, I've got this opportunity, or how does that work?
It's not to the coach. Like, the coaches, they want to, like, basically stay out of it.
Yeah.
They don't want to get caught up.
Yeah, they set us up. They did their job and, like, set us up with an app, Open Doors.
Yeah.
And so, like, whenever we get a deal, we just, like, disclose our deal through that app. That's it.
So it's been pretty simple. Like, it's run pretty smooth. I know you haven't gotten paid yet, but it's so far it's run pretty smooth. It sounds like in the different apps that have been set up, being able to decline or accept them, or again, just kind of the process has been smooth so far, or no? Has there been anything that you guys would say should be done better?
I would say personally, I don't know how, I mean, obviously he just said it's run through an app. Yeah. At Michigan, we have to email compliance and give them details, which is a little I don't know how I feel about that. It's because it's not really, they're trying to track exactly what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yep. Which is fine. I understand it. They want to make sure that we're not using the school's brand. But I feel like everybody knows that the NIL rules, and like they should be following them, and it should be the school's job to stop anybody from using the school's brand. Yes, but for them to be tracking what we're doing, at least here, I don't know how I feel about that. But I mean, it's the rules are the rules, so you got to comply.
No, I agree. We have to tell compliance. We have a little arms thing, which is super easy, but you definitely do have to disclose everything. So that can kind of be a little, but everything else has been smooth sailing with our coaches and through the apps.
How did you guys get to where you got to on TikTok? Can you explain that to me? You know, in terms of, I'm not a TikTok guy. I'm going to sound old. I know, but like, how do you get to 3.3 million followers on TikTok? Like, how did it start? And then Adrian, you can kind of follow up on that. And you're 1.6 million.
I just think it's because we're twins. A lot of people like that, I guess. But I think just using basketball, incorporating that into your TikTok and being twins, I think we reached a different audience. And so we played that as a domino effect and just had it keep growing. So it's pretty cool to see.
Splitting everything 50-50, I would hope, from here on in.
Yep. That's the downside.
Can I get a shout out?
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, first the birthday you have to share. Now everything else, no.
Everything else. That's right. That's right. Adrian,
but, yeah. So it kind of, in the beginning, as the twin said, kind of started with a lot of basketball stuff, like doing things within basketball with my girlfriend. And then it kind of turned into us just doing regular, TikToks, just because ever since I heard of the NIL rule of us not being able to use the brand of the school, I started to try to at least just distance myself a little bit, stop posting as much about basketball. So yeah, it's like a lot of people like the appeal of me and my girlfriend and us doing our thing together. So yeah.
Is it crazy? I mean, like, how long ago were all you guys kind of anonymous on social media? Like, how quickly did it happen?
Yeah, you got that.
I was pretty, like, a lot of people didn't know me. Once I committed to, like, Ohio State, you know, your follow, like, just by the name and just, like, committing here, you know, your followers go up. And they're playing on, like, a national stage every game. So the name gets out there and people start following you. So TikTok is a whole different world, though. You can do a dance and
you can't dance, Ed?
No, me? No.
Come on. You don't want to try here?
No.
You don't want to embarrass yourself in front of the pros?
I probably should try and get famous that way.
So, you know, going forward now, What's next? I mean, what's have you gotten? Like, how many deals, ladies, have you gotten, you know, options for so far? You don't have to tell me who necessarily. You've signed two or more than two?
We partnered with GoPuff. We signed with Boost Mobile, and we did another partnership with Six Star Nutrition.
And are there more on the table that you've turned down already or no?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot that want to work with us, but kind of what Adrian said, we don't want to jump at everything. July 1 was something we wanted to capitalize off of just by the name and the date. But, yeah, we're just trying to take our time now and fill everything out for sure.
A lot of coaches that I've talked to think it's going to settle down a little bit. That it was, yeah, like, you know, everybody going crazy July 1 this first week, and then it'll settle down a little bit. You guys feel like it could be that way too, and – you know, there's not going to be such a market for everybody where right now it just looked crazy the first few days.
Yeah, I think it was like a little trend. It was a trend for companies to bring on college athletes. I think it was just helping them no matter what. But I think people are going to quickly realize that it's going to water down, you know what I mean? And then only the people with like – a lot of followers are really going to benefit like from, so I don't know.
How many offers do you have right now, Adrian?
I don't even look. I'm just trying to find like a person to deal with all that. So
are you?
I couldn't even tell you. Yeah.
So were you behind because you guys just didn't think it was going to happen this quickly like it did? I felt like everybody was in – I mean, shoot, I did a podcast with a bunch of coaches maybe 2 months ago, and a bunch of the assistant coaches were like, we have no idea. We don't have anybody on staff. Like, I feel like every high major staff should have somebody for branding to help you guys now, and I bet they will. I bet in a year you'll see everybody, whether it's a consultant or full-time. But I think that's the difficult part right now, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like in my case, at least with Michigan, they're super big on NCAA rules. Like, they were on us big time to make sure that we weren't doing anything before July 1st.
Yeah.
But I was just doing everything I could without – I just didn't want to risk it. I didn't care. I knew that everything was going to be there after, no matter what happens. I could wait another month and it'll still be there. So, yeah, that's why I was just waiting.
Is this something you think can affect a locker room at all? I've thought about that. And some guys making more money than other guys and jealousy and any of that stuff. Do you guys think there'll be any of that or no?
I feel like it could definitely happen with, like, some schools that aren't as close-knit as others. Like, if they don't have that chemistry and that bond, that jealousy could easily arise within a locker room, within, like, each other.
I feel like it's the same thing with playing time, though.
Yeah.
And, that's very true.
I mean, if someone's going to get jealous, that's on the team's culture, to be honest. So that's what I think.
What's the craziest thing you've heard of? So, like, is there anything that surprised you of all this? What's been the biggest surprise over the last 48 hours or so since NIL was, you know, legal?
Taxes. That's me. I didn't realize how much my parents were doing. I have big respect for them for learning how to do that stuff, because I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, you got no choice, man. When you're a parent, you got no choice. And you pay a lot in taxes. But the more you make, you know, you're only paying a lot if you make a lot. That's a good thing. Right. So what's the biggest surprise for Eugene Zed? Anything that's shocked you so far coming out of this?
Just that $2 million deal I see. Other than that.
Yeah.
Do you think people are going to be unrealistic now too? Because they'll see some of those deals, right? They'll see a deal like that and people will think like, well, why can't I make $2 million or even $1 million, whatever it is. Do you think, you know, some of these deals are going to have people kind of out of whack in their expectations?
Yes.
Yeah,
I think that just like July 1 was so popular on the media. It's kind of like, I feel like it's going to die down a little bit. A lot of companies were partnering with like every athlete and giving them something on July 1. So I do think it's going to water down, and then, you know, all the expectations kind of will hit you.
Yeah.
So what do you guys got going on here now? Like, what's next is the biggest thing for, start with Haley Hannah. Like, what is next for you guys? Is it just still, I know you're doing a little vacation now with the family, but after that, is it, you know, just staying in shape, trying to have great senior seasons and play pro? Is that the goal? Play pro, play in the WNBA, and also make a lot of money before you get there?
I would just say right now we're just kind of focusing on right now type of thing. Definitely season coming up. We are very eager to get back there with our teammates and to start summer. But regarding like playing pro and stuff, we would never shoot down an opportunity like that. That would be insane as well. But just trying to set ourselves up for our future and the success is our main focus.
What do you guys think about, I saw something the other day that like 8 of the top 10 on social media are women. Did you see that?
Yeah.
College athletes?
Crazy. And that just speaks for itself. I think that there's always talk about women in sports and all the, you know, equal stuff going on. But I just think this is a prime example. The NIL is passing and there is a lot of female athletes to lead the way. And that's just crazy to think about.
What's next for you guys? Zed, Eugene, what? You know, again, obviously, summer workouts, everything like that. What's next for you? Are you proactive at all in looking for other opportunities, or is it just something where you're going to see what comes your way?
It was pretty proactive, like, before it all started, but I think now we kind of just focus on getting better during the summer, continue with summer workouts, getting ready for the season, and then what comes to us, kind of just sift through it and figure out what's best.
Yeah.
Same thing, Adrian. You're going to be kind of proactive. Like, it sounds like yours is a little bit different. Again, they've kind of jumped here. While you've kind of, partially because of the situation I think you're in at Michigan, you've taken a little bit slower. You know, when do you figure out, all right, this is the right one for me. This is the right opportunity for me.
Yeah, hopefully by next week, because I want to have a person to deal with all that while I can just focus on basketball, to be honest. So, yeah.
Are you guys getting absolutely inundated with people that have hit you up to represent you? Because I've gotten emails like crazy from different lawyers and whatnot of like, hey, if you want to have this person on, you want me to be on a podcast or whatever, are you guys getting crushed by the amount of people? Is it overwhelming?
Yeah, I think it was a little overwhelming first, but I just think getting the right people in your corner and people that you can trust has helped us a lot. And that's kind of taken that stress away from us so that we don't, like Adrian said, you can focus on the right things, school and basketball, which has been super nice for us.
Yeah. And what do you pay? Again, you can no comment me if you want. I'm not asking how much. I'm trying to educate the people that are actually watching.
No, yeah.
Are you paying like a percentage off what you make for your representation? Is that generally what they want right now?
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. I want you guys to educate other people kind of what they should be looking for right now. You know, it sounds like, like Adrian, you probably would have liked to have already had somebody.
Yeah. I mean, I've talked to a bunch of people, like the pretty much standard is like 20% of the deal So I don't know. That's what they've all been saying. I don't know what other people are going, what's going on with other people, but.
Yeah, it's something you got to, you know, it's hard. It's hard to find out, like, who's the right person, right? You guys don't know. So you've got to do your research, you know, do your due diligence as much as possible. Get with somebody that's well-respected, that knows what they're doing, that can help you and make your life easier. Because the last thing you want to be doing is, like, before a game or before a practice, dealing with, you know, all right, we got this offer. What do we do? We got to make it, you know, like, you don't want to be dealing with that stuff. You want to be dealing with, like, being the best player you can be, and whatever else comes, yeah, you have ultimate decision. But that, you know, I think getting with the right people is probably as important as anything right now. Eugene Zed, are you looking into that or not yet?
Yeah, I kind of found somebody. I'm kind of like on the legal side of things, just to, you know, look at contracts, look over like agreements and all that stuff.
Yeah, and I'm just doing my own thing. Like, I didn't sign with nobody. I've been looking, but I didn't want to sign nobody like July 1st. I just want to see like what other people would offer me and stuff like that. So I just don't want to sign with somebody and be locked into a contract July 1st. So I'm just taking my time and like looking through to see who's
going to be in charge. You know, like agents are good, but there's a reason, you know, they also get, like you said, you get 20%. That's a lot to give up, you know, when you don't know how much you're making yet. So, you know, who's guiding you to even pick these, the agents? Like, Haley Hannah, like, who helped you even select Darren? Was it just something that he came to you and you did your research? Parents help you?
Well, Darren's our attorney, so we don't have an agent. Basically, the deals, the branch just reached out to us on July 1st. But, my older sister has been helping us a lot just to manage our emails and everything, because we're just trying to take it all in. But the contracts and stuff, we know we can't like do. They're like 8 pages long. Yeah. So Darren definitely helps with all that stuff. So, and we trust him. He's pretty legit. So,
my dad
actually found him, and that's how we kind of got connected and built a relationship.
Yeah. You just got to find people that are going to, but it's like everything, right? I mean, same thing when you guys are going to look, you know, for agents at the next level. Right. You never know who you're going to trust, who you can't trust. Some people are a lot better than others and, you know, are going to be, more above board than others. Well, listen, I really appreciate all you guys coming on and having this discussion. I know it's been a wild and crazy week. I'm really happy for everybody that you guys are finally able to make some money. And the biggest thing I tell all of you, save your money. That's the put some money away, spend some of it. Again, we all did, but save some of it as well. And again, congrats to all you guys for, again, Haley, Hannah, making money already and getting the deals that you've gotten, Zed, Eugene, and Adrian, go make some money.